Let us pray. Abundant One, in the dry lands of our daily lives we come, thirsty for your grace, to drink from the springs of your word. Fill us with wisdom, compassion, and trust. Amen. A reading from Exodus. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages, as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. The word of life.
Praise is due to you, God our beloved. To you alone we devote our lives. O you who answer prayer, to you all flesh shall come. The river of God is full of water. Praise to you. Mighty deeds you deliver us. You are the hope of all people on earth. The river of God is full of water. Praise to you. And wilderness overflow, wearing their finest in joy. The river of God is full of water. Praise to you, O God. You bless the earth and water it, granting the blessing of bountiful growth. The river of God is full of water. Praise to you. Silent in awe. The river of God is full of water. Praise to you, O God. When the depth of our sin overwhelms us, you forgive all our transgressions. How blessed we are, O God, that you hold us near your heart. The
Reading from Revelation. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing fruit its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, for the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and God's servants will worship. They will see the Most High face to face and bear God's name on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They need no light or lamp or sun, for the Holy One will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. The word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Matthew's gospel in the 7th chapter. On the final day of the festival, the great day, Jesus was standing there and he cried out, "Let all who are thirsty come to me. Let all who believe in me drink. For as it is written in Scripture, out of the hearts of the believers shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit which he would give to his believers. But as yet there was no Spirit to receive because he had not yet been glorified. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is this vision, this river that flows through all of creation, this river of life that bubbles up out of our hearts. John sees this vision of the New Jerusalem with the river of life flowing through the center of the city. Out in the desert, the Israelites complain that there's no water, and God says to Moses, "Strike the rock," and water flows out. There is this great underground river of blessing that has been flowing since before the beginning of time from the heart of God through all creation. It's what makes everything be, this river of being, this flowing blessing. And it's there for you every moment of your life. In the dry times as well as the luxurious times, the sad as well as happy times, times of struggle, there is that river of grace, that divine presence that turns things green, that offers life, that washes us clean, that bears us along. And the miracle is that no matter where you are, that river of blessing is present. Because it's not just out there somewhere. It's in you. This blessing flows from the heart of God through each of us. Jesus says, it is written in Scripture, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. This blessing is this water that comes from deep in God. And you are the spring where God's presence, God's blessing, bubbles up into the world. And it flows out of you, no matter what, all the time. When you're feeling strong and when you're feeling weak, that river of blessing is there. When you are happy, when you are sorrowful, when you are in a time of great ease and comfort, when you are in great pain or struggle, still, that river is there. And it flows out of you into the world. And that river that flows from God has no thought of who will receive its blessings, who will drink from it, who will find delight in it. That river of love that flows out of you is for everybody. And it will give nourishment to those around you and those far away. It will bring blessing to your friends and also your enemies. Because it flows from God, and you are the spring that it passes through. Now, your ego will have a hard time analyzing this news. Your ego is the chief financial officer part of us, the part that's always trying to figure out what's me and what's not me and which is in which column and making sure that everything is all right and not in arrears. And this will make no sense to that part of your brain, because that way of thinking is the way that our ego uses to organize things, but it's actually not true. You are not separate from God. The grace that flows through you has nothing to do with your deserving or your ability. It's given. It's a gift. It's there. And all we can do is be mindful of it and open the channels, be a willing vessel for God to flow through us. All we can do is to meditate on this mystery. So I'm going to invite you to take several minutes of silence simply to meditate on the mystery of God's grace flowing through us. Now, the purpose of meditation isn't to remove ourselves from the world. So you'll hear things. That's all right. You'll have thoughts. And the purpose of meditation isn't to clear our mind of all thoughts, because our mind was created to think. That's what brains do. The secret in meditation is to simply let those thoughts go on without you. Because they do, right? Your brain is just always working. Just let it work. Just treat it like a TV going on in the next room. Just let those thoughts go. Don't follow them. Don't stay with them. Continue to return to the mystery of this river of life flowing out of you. You can close your eyes. If you're worried about falling asleep, fall asleep. That's worshipful. You know, Psalm 4 says, I lie down and sleep because I am at peace with God. It's probably what you need to do. I might fall asleep. It's okay. I'll ring a bell and it will wake you up when it's time. If you don't feel comfortable closing your eyes, you can just look at the space in front of you. You can look at these flowers and meditate on the beauty flowing out of these flowers, or the light that comes from the sun, or the leaves of the trees flowing with beauty. And let it be a meditation on that grace of God that is in you, this river that flows out from you. I invite you to begin by being aware of your breathing. As you breathe in and out, you experience God's desire that we have blessing, that we receive it, and that we pass it on, breathing in and breathing out. Follow that breath and return over and over again to the mystery of this river of grace flowing from deep in God through you out into the world. God of grace, we give thanks for your infinite love flowing around us and to us and through us. May we always be open vessels of your grace. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.